It's 8:55, and Ellen Dearden from Ag Review in Morton, Illinois, is here to get us started with the market day. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning to you, Jim. And the grain markets are mostly under pressure this morning. The wheat is holding the plus side barely. Right now, we see this corn market down about a penny to a penny and a half, with September corn at 360 and three quarters down a penny, and new crop December at 371. And a half, that's down a penny and three quarters. Not a lot of news out this morning. Pretty good export bookings, both on old and new crop. But the focus is really on Friday morning's mid-morning grain stocks as well as acreage report. Keep in mind that that the acreage is expected to be higher in both corn and soybeans on this report. A little bit over 89 million acres in the beans, a little under 89 million acres in the corn. That would be up a million acres plus in the beans. We see some economic report came out earlier this morning showing U.S. economic growth revised downward in the first quarter to just a tepid 2%. On top of that, most economists right away announced that they expect to see better second quarter numbers. On the bean side of things, we're down 7.5 to 6 cents right now. Export bookings were a little bit on the light side, particularly on the old crop, pretty decent on the new crop months. We haven't had a lot of export sales reported on that daily system for the last several weeks. So it was nice to see 23.6 million bushels of new crop beans booked. Right now we see the August beans at 866. That's down 7 cents, with the November at 882 and a half. The 882 even, that's down 7. The meal market's a little bit under pressure with July meal at 332.20. Keep in mind that those July grains go into deliveries on Friday. On the wheat side of things, we're back to unchanged to just fractionally higher, with the September wheat at 488.5. That's unchanged in Chicago. September KC wheat, 478.25, is also unchanged. Noteworthy that the end users are really trying to accumulate this new crop wheat and the hard red winter wheat because of excellent protein levels to blend with a lot of old crop wheat that has been sitting around. On the livestock side of things, we do have a hogs and pigs report coming out this afternoon. Expect to see total numbers of hogs above 73 million. Up 2 to 3% in all three major categories. Right now, we see the live cattle futures just down a hair, 102.45 in the August cattle. That's down 27, with the August feeders 35 lower at 145.42. The August live hogs at 74.85 are down 20. Probably be a little bit on the quiet side today in the meat market. These outside markets have been kind of interesting already, with a huge $8 surge in the crude oil over the last week's time. Crude's just about unchanged right now, with the August crude at 72.73. That's down 3. The metals are again under pressure. We've seen the dollar move sharply higher and back off from highs made at the end of last week. Right now, we see the dollar just slightly under pressure on this economic news. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. Ellen Dearden from AgriView tells us about the commodity markets every Thursday morning during our opening market report on WILL. It's 9 o'clock now on Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. We'll be going to NPR News in just a moment, and then 1A with Joshua Johnson.